Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sports 95.9 The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie, who just pointed and laughed at me.
I just point, letting you know that we're
and laughing. And you laughed. You said, "No, look at that idiot. I know what I know what's going on in that head.
Oh, you trust me? You don't trust me? You don't."
Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board today, and just want to remind folks, if I haven't done it enough already, this weather is not conducive to being out on the water. Let's put it that way. However, if you are going to be on or near the water, and near also means walking your favorite stream looking for steelhead and trout, which, by the way, opened in a lot of jurisdictions this weekend. If you are, please wear a personal flotation device. I'm pleading with you. This is a personal thing with me. Please wear a flotation device. I know. Not everybody harps on you about wearing one, but I will continue to do so till my last breath. And regardless of what some of the TV hosts are depicting on their weekly programs, how they're, you know, above all of this and they can go out in their boat and doesn't matter whether the wind's blowing and it's rough water, doesn't matter, they can go out there without a life jacket because they are
invincible.
Yeah, there's that. I guess that's what it is. I have no idea what it is. You know, I was one of that fraternity for years in the fishing business on television. People used to ask us all the time, how come you guys aren't teaching our children, our new anglers? Who, by the way, we're always saying we need to reach new anglers. We need to bring new anglers into the fold. And anyways, we used to be asked all the time, why are you not wearing life jackets on the show? And we had all the excuses in the world. Every single one. You name it, I've used it. Well, that was then. And that no longer applies. Mm-hmm. We were wrong then and we're wrong now. We should be more responsible. We have been entrusted by a lot of parents to guide their children through the outdoors into fishing. And it's incumbent upon us as television personalities to remind children to wear life jackets. And the only way we're going to do that is to wear life jackets ourselves under all conditions when we're on the water.
Safety first.
And I'm pleading with my cohorts in the industry who put on television programs nationally to wear a life jacket.
It's common sense.
You know, just get over it. Just wear a life jacket. That's it. That's all I want to say. Hey, there you go. He just waved at me. All right. This guy would never go on the water without a life jacket. Never dream of it. His name is Ben Wu, president of the newly minted B1 Fishing Organization. It is the largest series of bass tournaments in Canada. In fact, the only national bass fishing tournament series. The first event will kick off this season in Belleville, Bay of Quinte area. On June 28th and 30th, joining us now, our good friend Ben Wu. Hey, bud.
Good morning, Angelo.
How are you, bud?
Oh, man, you know, standard answer, busier than I'd like to admit. And you?
Much the same. How do you feel about this life jacket issue? I don't know whether you heard that or not.
I totally did. I feel very strongly about it. In fact, and you are right, you won't see me without one, you know, through our television programs and tournaments, special events. And you're right, it's our responsibility as ambassadors of the sport to show, you know, that it's important. It literally is a matter of life or death.
How are we going to be able to reach out to our peers and convince them that they need to be wearing one every week on television?
You know, awareness is obviously part one. And unfortunately, like with anything else, sometimes people need an incident to happen for people to really change their minds or change their habits. I really hope that's not the case and that's not what I'm preaching. But it's one of those things, if you haven't been touched by an incident where a life jacket could have made a difference, I mean, you know, those who have stories, share them, because really awareness is key.
All right, my friend, talk to me about this B1 business. I don't think you've been on the program since this big switchover has happened, first of all. And I don't think we have talked about your national program on this show, have we?
No, we haven't. It was kind of new. We rolled it out over the winter. And, I mean, you know, we've known each other for so long, Angie. You've been fishing our event in Valleyfield for years. And, you know, we've been developing this brand, right? B1 Fishing. What does that represent? It represents top level bass fishing competitions. And as we grew into Ontario, as you know, 2-3 seasons ago with events, you know, in Western Ontario, now we're doing, you know, Lake St. Clair, as well as Belleville, which you mentioned in our little intro there.
Yeah.
We've actually expanded to a nationwide 10 event program, which incorporates Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Quebec, and Ontario.
Nice. Good for you, buddy. That was a big chunk to bite off, I know, because it's a huge responsibility. But it's so nice to know that we now, finally in this country, have got something that resembles a truly national product. And that's hats off to you, man.
Well, you know, if we could live in such a big country, about a big country that shares the same passion when it comes to our resources, in particular the outdoors and fishing. We're talking about bass fishing here. And that's a common thread that we found. You know, whether you're fishing Lake St. Clair, the Great Lakes, the St. Lawrence River, up in the Kawarthas, Northern Ontario, Quebec. Well, you know, New Brunswick, as you know, has an incredible smallmouth bass fishing. St. John River system. Wow, people don't even know about it. And, and even in Nova Scotia, there are 2 or 3 prime lakes in Nova Scotia. You know, everybody talks about Nova Scotia having small fish. Yeah, the average fish are smaller. You know, I myself caught a big fish there once in a tournament. It was over 5 pounds, which is like practically a provincial record. But when it comes to competition, and you can appreciate this, Ange, regardless of the size of the fish, the challenge is the same. And in fact, the passion is the same as well.
Oh, for sure. You got to get out to BC, man. I mean, you talk about big fish and tons of them. That's got to be your next link on the chain, doesn't it?
You know, I know a guy. You might know him. His name is Bullrod. Yeah. He keeps talking to me about Manitoba and Saskatchewan. And, oh, my God, did you see the smallies in inland BC? And, of course, we did. You know, but I think with what we've done here, it provides us the platform to actually entertain the concept of can we actually link, you know, a series or a brand that connects bass anglers coast to coast? Maybe. And certainly, maybe we can. And, you know, if you asked me where we would be 5 years ago, I wouldn't tell you today we'd have 10 events across Canada.
No, you and I have talked about that throughout the years. And, you know how I feel about it. I think it's fantastic. Anyways, how about the local angler, though? He might be looking at the B1 now and saying, you know what? I don't think it's for me. It's got all those guys, the national guys, and they're traveling from tournament to tournament, and I really don't think I stand a chance with them. What do you got to say to those folks?
Well, you know, we have the perfect answer to that because I was that guy. You were that guy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's intimidating. For many people, you show up at a bass tournament, especially an event like the B1, you see it on Facebook, and it's like, wow, these guys have fancy shirts and fancy boats and big motors. Well, that's specifically why we actually broke out 3 different formats so that even the novice angler who's just starting to get into bass fishing wants to put his hand into a tournament format has an opportunity. So what we've done is we've taken our tour events and upgraded them to 3-day events. So that's the Valleyfield event on Lake St. Francis, the Belleville event on Bay of Quinte, and now the new event out of Windsor on Lake St. Clair. So these are 3-day events, $700 to register. You win, you know, the grand prize is a $36,000 Ranger Bullet Package. It's a big deal, right? That's what that's what made our name. But what we've done now is we've introduced 2 other lower levels, which are much more inviting to, you know, dad and his son, or mom and his son, or, you know, weekend warriors, or, you know, maybe guys that don't get to fish all that often but would like to try their hand at a more competitive format. Well, we're introducing what we're calling the B1 Open Series. That makes up 3 events. So we've got one on the Ottawa River, out of Ottawa. We've got one out of Gananoque on the St. Lawrence River, which is interesting because we've actually cut off the lake. The outer perimeter would be the Kingston Ferry. So guys with, you know, smaller boats don't have to worry about, you know, going onto Lake Ontario. You can fish right in the river because that's where the tournament will be held. And the third event is a new event in New Brunswick out of Fredericton on the lower St. John River. Two-day format. Everybody fishes both days. You know, there's no stress of a cut, right? And only $450 to register with a $12,000 first place prize package.
How do you, because I you know, the concept is fantastic, but it's certainly not new. A lot of other sports have tried it. One that comes to mind is NASCAR, believe it or not, where, you know, you try and set up a tier 2 event for, you know, we'll call people who are not professionals. And and then what they found is that all of a sudden the pros were entering those events too, because they were such wonderful events that they wanted more, right? How are you going to kind of keep it the way you've designed it now?
Well, I should mention before I answer that question is that there is a third level series, excuse me, which we're calling a regional series. We've introduced the format in the East Coast that makes up four events in the Maritimes only, interprovincial between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. And those are very simple one-day events, $200.
Oh, right? Nice. Okay.
So now you have this, you're talking about tiers. So tier one would be that regional format. And look out, because we're looking at expanding even more regional events. We've had a lot of requests from different regions to say, hey, you know what? That's a format that fits for us. It gets guys into the boats, into the tournaments, gets them addicted to it, and then, you know, hopefully can step up to that next level, which we were talking about, the open event, right? And then from the open event to the tour event. And all that has to do with incentives and, you know, team of the year points and all this type of stuff that's put into place that gets the angler involved and gives them a carrot at the end of the season to say, you know what, if I can succeed, if I could actually apply myself and do well, there is that next level. And that's what makes it interesting, I think.
It's fantastic. I wrote a blog a few weeks ago on fishingcanada.com that got a lot of press. I spent this actually took me about a year to come up with, but I analyzed the fishing community in Canada and did a costing analysis on it, and came up with the fact that bass anglers on average spend about $60 per fish caught each year. We spend $1.2 billion in direct and indirect purchases of product for our hobby called bass fishing. It's absolutely phenomenal, the amount of money that's spent on this, and how hardcore guys are that are into these things. They go great distances to participate in events like the B1. So we thank you for holding those events for us and allowing us to vent this pent-up frustration that we obviously have that's called bass fishing. And we appreciate you giving us venues every week. Now, speak to me quickly about these changes at the upper end on the big tour in terms of number of days fish and how the how it works for qualifying.
Absolutely. So all of our events are opens, which is interesting. Like, you don't have to commit to a series. You can literally walk up the week of the event to every single one of our events. So that's the first and foremost. So as you know, our tour format event was a two-day format originally. It would be day one, entire field, and then day two, 50% cut off.
Right. Which, by the way, can I just stop? Yep. Can I just stop you there? Folks listening probably have no idea how difficult it is to make the cut on one of these events. Like, it is just making the cut in a lot of cases is like winning it. So let's not downplay the value of making the cut. So if that wasn't hard enough before, Mr. Wu has added another twist.
Well, yes and no. Let's look at it from both perspectives. So first of all, we've chosen such incredible bodies of water for our tour events. So you fish the Lake St. Francis event. It's a great event to fish. It's fun. The fishing is phenomenal. And we've always had the comment, you know, Ben, we make it down for the week. It's kind of disappointing when we don't make day two and we have to leave, because I would have loved to be able to fish at least one more day. I'm here for the weekend. You know what I mean? My buddy and I, we put our vacation time on the line, and it just, you know, it's disappointing that we have to leave so early because of one day that we didn't do well, you know. So we took that into consideration. We also took into consideration that we wanted to really position our tour event as being the pinnacle, the top, the apex event, right? So how can we separate that? Well, we've turned it into a format that's familiar to American anglers, which is a multi-day, three-day. So day one, it's the full field that blasts off. Day two, full field once again, but with reverse order, kind of leveling the playing field as far as blast-off positions go, okay? And then to qualify for day three is top 20 only.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Oh, yes, my friend.
Oh, my God. So it's like finishing in the top 20 just to qualify. So it would be like your normal tournament, and finishing in the top 20 in your regular event, I can tell you from experience, it's tough. And if you crack the top 20, you're a pretty darn good consistent angler. So now you need to do that just to qualify for the final day. Oh, my
God. Absolutely. top 20 fish, and which makes it interesting because, you know, before we've had the half field, that's crowded for a final day, as you know.
Yeah.
But now with only 20 boats, I mean, there's no excuse. You have all the water in the world. You know what I mean? And to make that top 20 is going to be an accomplishment. We're going to make a big deal out of that, and rightfully so.
Oh, for sure, man. I look forward to it, my friend. As per usual, we appreciate you coming on the program and sharing that with us. Ton of information available at wudufishing.com. That's wudufishing.com. You can also go to fishb1.com, fishb1.com, and enter in the series or get information on any of the events. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.